The legalization of doctor-assisted suicide separates people into two groups, those whose lives we want to protect and those whose deaths we encourage. Two leading U.S. bishops issued that statement in response to a report released last week by the National Council on Disability, an independent federal agency that advises the President and Congress. The report examines the effects of assisted suicide laws on people with disabilities. The authors say most people who request doctor-assisted suicide are influenced by unmet service and support needs. The Danger of Assisted Suicide Laws report calls on Congress to address these unmet needs through funding and legislation. Archbishop Joseph Naumann and Bishop Frank DeWayne say the report exposes the serious risks of abuse, coercion, and discrimination of assisted suicide. They say the division of people into those who deserve protection and those whose deaths are encouraged is unjust and seriously undermines equal protection under the law. The human rights and intrinsic worth of a person do not change with the onset of age, illness, or disability, the U.S. bishops assert. They urge all Americans to uphold the dignity of life, cherish the lives of all human beings, and work to prevent all suicides. 9 U.S. states have legalized assisted suicide, but the National Council on Disability report says state regulations often leave people with disabilities unprotected in the face of abuses. It rejects the idea that assisted suicide gives dignity. Many hold the attitude, the report says, that a person with a disability may be better off dead than alive. The bishops of the United States scrap that idea. They say that every suicide is a human tragedy, regardless of the age, incapacity, or social economic status of the individual. I'm Devin Watkins.